Coach, can you just talk a little bit about this season from a defensive standpoint? It appears, especially statistically, turnovers, all that sort of stuff, but the defense is kind of finding itself here in the middle of the season.
We've been working real hard. We've been emphasizing turnovers and emphasizing trying to give the offense more chances. And that's one thing that we talked about after the South Carolina game. You can't continue to give the offense long drives every time they get a possession. So we've been basically trying to work on shortening up the field for them so they have a chance to get in the end zone.
How have you done that? I mean, what has been improving?
We really emphasize on turnovers whenever we have them down in our territory. We've been emphasizing stopping them on first and second down. That way, when it gets to third down, they won't have a third and two or third and one, which is real hard to stop compared to a third and 13.
Look, six turnovers in 2 weeks, is that just the kind of thing as a defensive player? Does this kind of snowball, you think, if you start getting them, you tend to, like, get a few more every game?
Yes, it does, because people start trying to concentrate on not turning the ball over so much that the players start to mess up at certain times where they shouldn't, where they normally wouldn't mess up. And it really opens up a lot of chances. Like, when you watch people like Alabama defense, a lot of people try not to do something wrong so much that they do things that they shouldn't do and mess up. So we've been getting turnovers and people starting to see it, and their players are starting to do uncharacteristic things.
Looking at Tyler Wilson, you know, their style of offense, does it remind you of anybody you've seen already this year?
A lot of what they run, we ran a lot during like camp and all those things offensively, and it's not really nothing unfamiliar. They just have a lot of great players on their offense.
How important is it for you guys to get a pass rush on him, make things
It's extremely important. It's important to get a pass rush on any quarterback, especially this one, because they've obviously been lighting up the scoreboard. So if you get a pass rush on him, he can't throw the ball then. It makes it so much easier for the DBs. It makes it easier for the linebacker core, and it makes them one-dimensional.
When one thing that you hear people talk about sometimes, is talk about fatigue as a defensive lineman, that rushing the passer for 40 or 45 times a game will take it out of you almost as much as a play the smash-mouth run game. Is that true? Is it that hard?
Pass rush is a really, really endurance based play. It's all about effort. It's not really anything special. Coach Thompson make us watch a lot of NFL film of players and them pass rushing, and they don't do anything extraordinary. They do just plain old strain, working, getting to the quarterback, and it takes a lot out of you, but it's all mental at the same time.
Anything else for Willie? We're joined by Marlon Wayne as well. So I'm going to put Willie on the side if you guys are good with him. Okay, Willie, come on over here.